All right, friends, welcome to another episode of Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, Havelhaid of Music. It's October, and all month long on October here at the Havelhaid, Jason and I are going to be featuring some of our favorite instrumentals. That's right, friends, instrumental music. That's what October is all about, and the reason we're doing that is because 7 years ago, during this exact same time, Jason, Melissa, Chris here, and myself, we were all working on a great show called The Richard Nixon Show. And for that show, we used a lot of instrumentals for the bumpers, and especially the theme song and the closing theme. That was a big part of the show. It was almost the best part of the show were the bumpers, I've always thought.
Yeah, just make a show called a bunch of bumpers on
it. I know, because Jason made the bumpers, and I just was blown away. I was floored. And I remember the first episode, you picked so many great instrumentals, and I was like, good gosh, it was wonderful. Because I was thinking, well, we might use this, we might use that. And Jason, no, he knew exactly what to do, and it was perfect. So, in honor of the Richard Nixon Show, we're going to feature some instrumentals all month long, because this was the golden age of the Richard Nixon Show. So that's what October is all about here today, friends. Instrumentals. So we are glad that you're here today.
All right, Steven, you go first. You tell us what you have for us.
Okay, well, the piece of music that I'm going to feature for you all today is a piece called Watermelon Man.
Oh, I think I've heard this before.
I think maybe you have. It was written by the great jazz pianist Herbie Hancock, who wrote the piece Cantaloupe Island, and you used that on the podcast. You used a remix.
I did.
Yes, you used a remixed version on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, US3 or S3 or whatever.
Because I remember hearing that, and I was like, oh, that's Herbie Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. So this piece is entitled Watermelon Man, and this was originally from Herbie Hancock's debut album entitled Taken Off, which was released in 1962. The original version was released as a grooving hard bop record, and hard bop is a style of jazz that kind of incorporates elements of soul music. It's a very, very cool, very cool style, and it kind of incorporates rhythm and blues and soul. His rendition featured improvisations by Freddie Hubbard and Dexter Gordon, two great horn players. A single of the tune reached the top 100 of the pop charts, and the Cuban percussionist Mongo Santa Maria released the tune as a Latin pop single the next year on Battle Records, where it became a surprise hit, reaching number 10 on the pop charts.
Yeah.
Santa Maria's recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998. And Herbie Hancock radically reworked the tune, combining elements of funk for the album Headhunters, which was released in 1973. Now, since I've told you all that, I want to say this much. We're not going to listen to that.
What?
We're not going to listen to that rendition by Herbie Hancock.
What?
That's fine. We're going to listen to a version by another great pianist whose music we actually did feature
James Booker.
Not the podcast, Richard Nixon Show. No, this is a pianist named Les McCann.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. We featured, and it sounded like Aunt Linda there. We featured some...
Mm-hmm.
We featured a piece on the episode entitled Melissa's Show.
Oh, yeah.
This was a piece entitled Groovy Gravy.
Oh, man, my computer just restarted.
Oh, boy.
Keep going, though.
Okay, are we all right?
Yes, I just lost all my notes, so it's fine. It's fine.
Poop! But anyhow, we featured a piece called Groovy Gravy for one of the bumpers, and Les McCann played piano on that. And this is off of his 1966 album entitled Bucket O' Grief.
Yeah.
This was recorded December 27th and 28th, 1966 in Los Angeles, California, and was released on Limelight Records. It was produced by Jerry Ross.
Jerry Ross.
And we have here Les McCann on the piano and the electric piano, Lee Katzman on trumpet and flugelhorn, Plaz Johnson on tenor saxophone and flute, Lynn Blessing on the vibraphone, Jimmy George Antones. That's a strange name. George Antones. Jimmy George Antones on guitar. That's a very strange name. GEORGANTONES.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's George Gentones. Maybe it's a Spanish name. Jimmy George Gentones. We have Leroy Vinegar on the bass. What weird names. Booker T. Robinson on the drums. And we have Ron Rich, Rick Da Silva, Aki Aliong, and Joseph Torres on percussion.
On percussion?
Yes. Mm. So this is a very cool version of Watermelon Man by Les McCann, and I hope that y'all like it. Mm. Yeah, there you go. I got my guitar. All right, man. One, two, and one. Unresolved. That's pretty cool.
That was awesome. Yes. I just downloaded it on the iTunes.
Oh, you did.
That's how much I liked it.
You've downloaded a lot of songs this year that I have featured.
Yeah, because I like them.
Well, good. I've downloaded several of yours, too. As a matter of fact, when we do our retrospective episode in December at the end of the year, one of my favorites of yours from this year, I think, is really going to surprise you, actually.
Wow. Wow.
So you'll find that out when we get... Man, we'll be making that. We'll be making that not too long because
January, November.
We'll be making that in November because in December we'll get together to make the January episodes.
Well, I really like that. That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Matter of fact, that's the song I'm going to cover now.
Okay, no, let's do it.
I'm just kidding. That'd be funny if I did that though.
So yeah,
very cool. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. That was Watermelon Man by Les McCann, who. I believe he's still alive. He's 82 years old now.
Good for him.
So he's still out there. Yeah. Very, very soulful pianist.
I also had a sponsor for us, the computer decided to update and shut down on me.
Well, someone pooped my pants.
So why don't you play a sponsor for us today?
All right. Well, let me get us.
While you do that, let me talk. Oh, good Lord. It's re-updating everything.
It just updated, though, didn't it?
Yes. There's something about this computer. I need to turn the updates off, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a fine computer, except when it does that.
Well, go ahead and talk for a minute while I get our sponsor.
I like that song.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to hear it again in the car. That's definitely driving down the street music.
Oh, sure it is.
And it's very Richard Nixon era music. And you called it hard bop.
Hard bop.
So that's the genre of that?
Phew, that smells like cigarettes.
That's not me.
Open this up and it's just like, whoa.
He opened up his iPad tablet.
Good Lord. That's a musician for you.
So that's the genre of that?
Hard bop. Well, let me just read you the description of what hard bop is.
Yeah.
If I can find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hard bop is a subgenre of jazz that is an extension of bebop or bop music. Journalists and record companies began using the term in the mid-1950s to describe a new current within jazz which incorporated influences of rhythm and blues, gospel music, and blues, especially in saxophone and piano playing. And Les McCann was definitely a proponent of the hard bop era.
Very cool.
So,
I like it. I like it a lot.
I do like a lot of good hard bop stuff.
I'm going to have to search that.
It's not so far out that you know, some jazz can really get out there. And hard bop kind of keeps you back. It doesn't totally go so far out that you're lost, because it's got that
exactly.
It's got that blues, it's got that rhythm and blues thing in it that kind of you can connect to. You know, who can't connect to the blues?
I know. So I'm definitely gonna look that genre up, because if I could play any jazz, that's what I would want to play right
I
there.
I like a lot of that. I like a lot of blues, rhythm and blues based jazz.
I don't like that really strange jazz where it is playing wrong notes too.
Yeah, a lot of
just play the right notes.
A lot of the modern stuff gets really far out.
Hot and heavy. Boobie boobie hot and heavy. Boobie boobie hot. That's a Seinfeld joke.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and there's that show The Office. One of the guys tells the girls, "And you don't like jazz?" And the girl's crying. "Just play the right music. Just play the right notes."
Oh, gosh.
All right, what's our sponsor for today?
Well, I would like to say a great big fat thank you to our friends at Apple Jack Cereal for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. Here are these.
Aunt Jemima syrup is good.
And who was that?
That was our good friends at Chin Garden.
You gotta listen to last week's episode. While we're going,
holy mackerel.
All right, you ready for my song?
Yes, I am. Do you need this chord here, Jason?
No, I got it. I'm going to use this one.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Henry Mancini?
Well, I love Henry Mancini. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? He's one of my favorite musicians.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Henry Mancini. I grew up listening to him. My parents started me listening to him when I was little, and I just have adored his music ever since. What the hell? Your computer's doing it again.
I know. This is not good.
No.
It's just a constant updating.
Oh, I love Henry Mancini.
Well, he wrote an album called The Music of Peter Gunn, released in 1979.
Oh, cool. Yes, Peter Gunn.
1959, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. The piece Dreamsville is on there.
He won 2 Grammys for this album.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
For Best Arrangement. That's amazing. Oh, and Album of the Year. I totally misread that. My computer's all messed up, folks. I'm just kind of winging it here. All my notes are on there. Did you know that, obviously we're doing instrumental, but did you know there was a lyric version of this, too?
To Peter Gunn?
Yeah. Sarah Vaughan.
Yes.
I played it probably before.
You used that on the podcast, too. I mean, the podcast. You used that on the Richard Nixon show, too.
Oh, yeah. That was around the time, yeah, when I first heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that version.
You used it as a bumper where Chris is holding up this snow globe I have of the Statue of Liberty, and he's doing this.
Yes, yes. That's an awesome song. Sarah Vaughan's such her vocals were so good in that.
Yes, that's weird. Both of the pieces that we've used are in some way connected to RNS, which is a good thing.
Anyway, we are not featuring the Harry Mancini version tonight. Way back in, let me see what it say. 1986. Peter Gunn once again reached the number 2 in the dance charts, in the Billboard dance charts. Did you know that?
I did not.
Because the band, The Art of Noise, made a version of Peter Gunn.
Really?
And I'm going to play that version tonight. The reason I'm playing that version tonight, that is very East Side at Grandma's House in the Middle of Summer song for me. Because my cousin had I think we just got back from TGNY or something like that.
Old TGNY.
Yeah. And he bought and this one, this is before gangster rap came out.
Yeah.
So he bought a rap tape and it had like Run, you know, like classic of, what's the weird saying? Classic of Run DMC. Some classics, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince or something like that.
Wow.
So it's just a compilation, the best of different artists, various artists on this tape. And for some reason, The Art of Noise, Peter Gunn was on it. And it's not really a rap song.
Yeah.
And I think there was one bad song on there, though. You know that song? If you want to ride, ride the white horse. That's not even a rap song either.
I kind of remember that.
That's not a rap song, though.
I didn't think it was.
No, thinking about it now. Well, anyway, it was a bunch of rap. And this here, The Art of Noise, Peter Gunn. And this is also driving in my 1985 convertible LeBaron driving song in the middle of the night, coming back from Taco Bell to home. Okay, ready?
Okay, so this is by The Art of Noise.
Yeah.
All right, I've never heard this version, so
I cannot find this version on the iTunes. It's always the remastered, remixed version, and it's not as good as this, the original 1986 version.
I'm excited to hear this because I've heard, obviously, the original by Mancini. I heard a little bit of the Sarah Vaughan version. Of course, the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's the classic. That's my all-time favorite one, the Blues Brothers.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And then, do you remember, okay, we featured him a long time ago. He's a Brazilian keyboardist named Deodat.
Yeah.
He did the Pavan for Dead Princess. He did a version of this as well, which is almost, it's almost leaning towards disco. So it's not wonderful, but it's different. I'll say that much. So I'm looking forward to hearing another reading of it.
Well, this is a very 80s, 1986, before techno became techno type of song.
don't think I should do one more?
This part here at the very end, this is when you stop the tape, rewind in your car, and then play it again. Yeah. Good for another 6 minutes.
There you go.
So, did you like that version?
Oh, that was very cool. Being that I've never heard that before. So,
be on the iTunes, but the only versions I could find, because there's quite a bit of selections with Art of Noise and Peter Gunn.
Right.
It's the remade version, and it's not good.
Not. So. But that is on the YouTube, though.
It is on the YouTube. Well, I'll send you the link, maybe.
Okay, Definitely. It's very cool. They added some things to it, which was very
obviously
cool.
Yeah.
Took it to a whole different level.
Very 80s.
I got to thinking, I wonder if Henry Mancini ever heard it.
Oh, what year did he die?
1994.
Oh, he probably did then.
So, yeah.
I wonder what he thought of that.
He was...
Let's call him.
He was 70 when he passed away.
Oh,
so. Yeah. I remember when he died. I remember it was... Right, it was in June, later June. It seemed like it was right around the time of the O.J. Simpson drama.
Uh-huh.
He took off in the Bronco.
Yeah.
Out there in California, wherever the hell he was. And I remember hearing it on Entertainment Tonight that Henry Mancini died, and I was like, oh,
no,
man.
That is sad.
Yeah. I was sad.
All right, if someone wanted to Peter Gunn you, how would they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at capital P Professor capital SH 83 at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to watermelon your man, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they don't. They get a hold of me at goodnightsleepyhitshow@gmail.com.
I'll take the water.
Every night your line is busy, all that buzz.